This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This Neil Diamond? Neil Sedaka? No. Neil Sedaka?
No.
Who is this?
BJ Thomas?
Oh, yeah.
Not Neil. Yeah, no.
Neil Diamond, Neil Sedaka, one of them cats. Oh, I messed that up.
We don't do much Neil Diamond of returns.
I'm not a big Neil Diamond guy.
Yeah, I didn't think so. All right, welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Jolly. I think you need to brush up on your culture if you're going to be at the Met Gala next year.
Yeah, I need to do better.
Yeah, I mean, and early on, you're getting cooked in this poll, Hugh. Just to be honest with you, do you have enough cultural clout to get invited to the Met Gala? I'm actually surprised how many people think you have no shot. 75% on no for Hugh Douglas getting invited.
I mean, that's about right. I mean, because when you look at, like, I see Jalen's there. You know, he won the Super Bowl, obviously. Who was that? ASAP Rocky was there. He's married to. I mean, even though he's a model on his own.
Why is
his
Russell
own, right?
Wilson there? His wife?
Yeah. Well,
because his days of having clout are over.
Well, he's still. Well, his wife.
He's a fringe starter.
No, but he still has
his
clout.
He's Russell Wilson.
Yeah, Sierra has clout.
Well, his wife does. Yeah.
Tiana Taylor was there. She was dressed like Captain Morgan. Her outfit was kind of.
So how can we increase your clout? Is the question.
I got to slap somebody.
Okay.
Or I got to pick a fight with somebody.
You could have done that at BG Live last night.
Yo, that would have been.
Well, no, it got to be bigger. Like,
I got like Will Smith and Chris Rock.
Yes.
I got to.
Just
pick,
go
like,
to my lot and smack him.
No, I need to pick a fight with like Shaq or somebody.
Don't do
need
that.
To swing on
no,
Shaq.
That's not a good idea.
What you mean?
His arms are way longer than yours.
Man,
yeah.
Listen, I'll beat the brakes off of Shaq. Don't just because Shaq bigger than me don't mean nothing. I put hands.
It does mean little.
You can't reach him with your tiny arms.
You know what? I rush him. No, Shaq, my dude, he cool.
The biggest worry with you is I don't think you know how to dress there.
No.
Well, no, I get a stylist. I get a stylist.
You might need a few.
You know what? Hanging out with Stephen A. might do it. I know Stephen A. Stephen A. got clout right now.
No, Stephen A. could show up to the Met Gala.
Yeah, he got clout right now. Mm-hmm.
You and Stephen A. are very opposite ends of the spectrum.
We
in
are.
Terms of dressing, yeah.
I think you're a better actor than Stephen A.
Well,
though.
I could.
Did you see
know,
my General
did you see,
Hospital?
Did you see when he shot the
not
lady?
Yeah, it wasn't good.
It was pretty good.
Mm. I think he's just saying his lanes of sports and politics right now and move away. It's
like, not everyone
it's
could
funny
be
funny that
Douglas.
You say sports and politics.
Well, I mean, he might be our next president. Who knows? 215-592-9494. All right, before we go back to the phone lines here.
We don't do that here.
No, but if Stephen A's the president, we have to talk about it.
I mean, stop it.
Wait.
But then if he was the president, I would have the president's number.
I'm telling you.
And I would
you.
Be calling him. Talking,
we'd right get the now. President on if Stephen A. becomes the president.
He ain't fooling with us no
wait
more,
a second.
Man.
He'd be you
way
asked him to come
big.
On a couple times. He came on.
Yeah, but you know that was before he got $100 million. Though.
I expect him to join our show as the president.
I'm just saying.
I'm sorry.
You know, $100 million change. You know, you start when you text people, they'd be like, "Who is this?
Lost you that start. Number." Wait till I get.
My bag.
If I ever get $100 million,
hey,
losing your number.
My bag. I ain't got you saved.
Sorry.
I got you now.
Right, 215-592-9494. The Eagles done enough to replace Brandon Graham this offseason? I don't think so. You hit me yesterday with the whole day, with everything about him, the way everyone talks about Brandon Graham, especially his ex-coaches like Doug Peterson, Nick Sirianni. it's going to be very hard to replace him. And they really didn't do much to do with this offseason. A couple vets that I don't even know if they're going to make the team, especially Uche. And we'll see about the rookie class. But it's a very young defense, and they didn't really replace him much on the edge. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down on that? Of course, your guess is for Hughes Clues. A really, really, I was going to say a hard clue. I don't even know what this is. The first clue is a teammate of Brandon Graham's. There's only been hundreds of these.
And you're forgetting that's not just the NFL necessarily.
Oh, geez. I didn't even think about that. The guy's played football for 20 years. And Hugh Douglas says, a teammate. One teammate.
I mean, you just got to think, man. Just think.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. Yeah.
Or this. Here's an option. Just wait for the next clue. Just wait and call. Like, let the other people be the sacrificial lamb for the person.
Way to get people engaged.
Yeah, wait for the
actually,
next clue.
Don't do anything.
Bring forth the sacrificial lamb.
All right. Well, before we get to the phones, can we hear Nick Sirianni on with the afternoon show yesterday? His favorite BG moment.
And I get it. I wasn't here in 17, so I can't say, the Super Bowl sack, right? Yeah. But it was a heck of a play. But my favorite BG play was in Dallas, against Dallas at home in 2023. It's a two-point conversion. We're up 23-28. And Dak breaks the pocket, and here comes BG. He was inside on a stunt, and here comes BG flying, relentless effort on his pursuit, flying to stop Dak from scoring. Now, it appeared that he scored, and the referee gave him a touchdown, but he stepped out of bounds, if you guys remember, on like the 2-yard line because of this pursuit by Brandon. And long story short, right, they get the ball back. They're driving. They need a touchdown to win, and we end up keeping them out of the end zone. Where a point they would have been able to kick the field goal had they got that 2-point conversion.
And unsurprisingly, I watched it this morning. Sirianni remembered every detail exactly right. I
mean, that's pretty cool.
The score, the 2-point, and Hugh, I rewatched the 2-point conversion he was talking about. Now, Brandon didn't really make the play as so much his pursuit forced Stack to take a weird angle, and because of that, he stepped out of bounds.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, man. That you remember that much detail from a play that, seemed like just insignificant to most people, but it meant a lot to you.
Yeah, it was a November game. It was the Cowboys, but I think what was cool about it was a hustle play, right? It wasn't like this dynamic sack where he did a spin and he didn't bull rush a tackle. It was just his hustle and his motor. That's what Sirianni remembered. More than, like, it wasn't, it is kind of unremarkable to play. I mean, you might remember it if you were at the game or just, it was only a couple years ago, but unless you remember that it was BG in the pursuit, you might actually forget it was him.
BG worked hard, man.
That's the point.
He was a hard-working cat. Yep. Yeah, definitely was a hard-working cat.
Let's go to the phone lines here. Mike in Norristown is up on WIP. Hey, Mike.
Hey, what do you know? What do you say?
What's going on, Mike? What are you thinking?
What I'm thinking, I was there yesterday. It was amazing. Hugh, I just missed you at the pub. I got there around like 5:30. They said you just rolled out.
Yeah, we had to go.
Sent us down to the theater.
We had to go be doormen.
We weren't exactly doormen, but we kind of like were. Yeah, we were the meet and greet. We're taking photos in the photo booth.
I heard you were complaining about your bedtime.
Don't I complain about my bedtime?
It was 5:37, Mike, and you told me it was
tired. And I was young, and I was sleeping.
Okay. But I think they didn't do enough. I think that in free agency, they should go after Austin Johnson from San Diego. They can get a good deal on him, like 2 years, $6
million. San Diego.
He ain't gonna fill Brandon Graham's shoes, but he'll be decent, and Carter's going to open up for them guys, I think. I think he can open it up.
Well, he's going to have to. I mean, this year, Carter's going to have to step up and be exactly what he was last year, but just do it again and again and make everyone
also,
better.
Also, this is my buddy, my best friend of 43 years, Chris Ingro. It's his birthday. Happy birthday, my guy.
All right, happy birthday to your buddy. Mike, what's your guess?
I don't give a shit.
What's your guess, Mike, for Hughes Clues? First guest today is
Jordan Mulata.
Jordan Mulata. Well,
it's not a bad guess.
It's obviously a good guess. It's clearly a teammate, not the answer. So, see, this is your fault, Hugh.
What?
Well, the first guess, I mean, did you feel that was close? It was a good guess.
It was a good guess.
But it's not really close.
No, it's not close.
Like, when I think of this player, it wasn't like one player removed from Jordan Mulata. I'm just saying, you led the people on a tough path
and
today.
I appreciate the people.
They were mad at you.
They stay mad at me. When aren't they mad at me? I mean, seriously. They talk bad about my clothes. They talk bad about
what do you got today? The growth. Growth T-shirt.
Yeah.
What is it? Ignoring people to be swung on.
It's growth.
That is growth.
No, I'm just saying this shirt. It spoke to me.
Yep. Yeah. That's a shirt made for Hugh Douglas. All right, let's go to Will in the Northeast. What's up, Will?
Dream Team, how y'all doing?
What's up, man? Will?
All right. Listen, man, you asked earlier about do we have a replacement for Brandon Graham.
Yeah.
And the closest, it will take two players, and I'm talking about on the field only, right? As far as leadership, being committed, determination, consistency, and, you know, able to put that work in, man, and always work hard and hold teammates accountable in themselves, right? I will go with Carter and our man, N'Kobe Dean. I think both of them together, I think they can, like, contribute and bring that type of leadership and that smash mouth back to the team. Hopefully, N'Kobe will come back nice and healthy. And, you know, I think them two, it's a possibility. You know what I'm saying? And just like you said, you let them Thundercats cook, man. You know, they got to pass the torch sometime. And I think these are the two that will wind up leading the team to be able to do that.
So I like the N'Kobe thought. Well, it's just the question, like you said, it's always with him. Is he around, right? Because, you know, when players are injured, football's weird. When players are injured, they're almost out of sight, out of mind. I mean, it's like they're there, but they're not. And I hope N'Kobe, because I thought he played really well last year. I thought N'Kobe finally played last year the way I think they thought he would when they drafted him. Unfortunately, he gets hurt in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Right. And that's the only thing, man. I hope he come back healthy, man. And, you know, I think we're going to cook again this season, man. I just can't wait for it to start.
Well, we all can. I mean, we got the schedule release coming up in a couple weeks. All right, what do you got for us, Will? What's your guess? Hughes Clues, a teammate of Brandon Graham's.
Okay, I'm going to go back a little bit. He was a little flashy. How about Chris Long?
Chris Long, that's a good one. And a guest yesterday on with the afternoon show. Not our answer, though. So we got Jordan Mailata, we got Chris Long. You know what I'm proud of so far? Everyone has been a teammate of Brandon Graham's. We're not guessing people that haven't been here. But this is, again, the fact that no one's really that close so far is an indictment on Hugh Douglas. I mean, more than anything else.
Well, I mean, it's the first clue. Let's be real. The first clue ain't supposed to be the one that gives you the answer.
Well, I know,
it's supposed to be a little vague. You gotta get them
a little vague.
Yeah, I'm just saying, you gotta start
hundreds
thinking
of potential answers.
No, I mean, BG, it's not my fault he played 15 years. Think about it.
Well, that's not your fault.
No,
don't do that. Don't break the rules. This is your game.
I mean, listen, I can throw one little bone out there and watch. I guarantee you, if I throw it out there, somebody's still gonna guess it.
So not gonna guess it? Or
no, they're gonna guess the if I give a name of who it is.
Don't do it.
Of who it is.
Oh, who it. You're just taking one off the board?
Just taking one off the board.
This is a good thought experiment. Okay. Yeah. I like this, yeah.
I'm going to take one off the board.
All right. Who is it not?
It's not Fletcher Cox.
Okay. I mean, that would probably...
Watch somebody guess Fletcher
Cox. That would have been probably a guess pretty quickly.
Yeah, someone's going to still guess.
Yeah, okay.
Kyle has no faith.
There's
in
no
the
question.
People.
Well, yeah, well, people don't listen.
Right. No, we have people who even sit on hold that don't listen, just wait for their name.
Well, maybe they're tired of the nonsense. Maybe that's our fault.
They love the nonsense.
Still, they do. 215-592-9494. As Hugh continues to lose ground in his Met Gallup poll, 77% don't believe you have enough cultural clout.
I don't. I'm working on that, though. I got a year. Because it was just last night.
What's going to change in a year?
You know, football season's still coming up. I might have some more provocative takes.
So you think your takes are going to get you to the Met Gala?
And I might, you know, I might do something spectacular as the year progresses. We'll see.
I think you need to go viral for something.
I do. Yeah. But for some, not nothing bad, though.
No. I know.
I didn't been viral for bad stuff before. I want to do it. I'm trying to do something different this time. You know, I'm not putting hands on coworkers
No.
I want to do something different. Yeah, I want to try something different.
You kind of went viral before viral was like it was a thing, but now it's even a bigger thing.
Yeah,
I need you to go viral for something fun.
Something positive.
Yes, yeah, well, or at least not that bad.
Yeah, it ain't nothing that's gonna get me fired.
We need cultural clout for Hugh Douglas. Rachel is in Red Hill. Hey, Rachel.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, what's Rachel. Up? What are you thinking?
To answer the BG question, I definitely don't think they added enough in the offseason. But I do think the addition last year with Saquon, I mean, we saw him go up and down the field, just getting guys pumped up. I just feel like the leadership on and off the field, he'll kind of take over the hole that is BG and Kelsey.
Rachel, that's an interesting thought and name because you after the after the Super Bowl, I mean, you heard Jalen, you heard Sirianni, Lori, they all talked about how he kind of brought the team together last season. And that, yeah. I mean, they all thought that they wouldn't have won without him doing that. Now we'll see if, the other part, Hugh, is he going to be as great this season as he was last year?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good question.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I hope he is. Rachel, I like that one, though. Maybe the guys are already here, and maybe it is a Saquon Barkley. All right, Rachel, what do you got for us for a guess?
I'm going to go with that amazing Super Bowl win, and I'm going to say Nick Foles.
Nick Foles is always a great answer. It's not our winning answer today, but Nick Foles, yes, a teammate of BG.
Me and Nick Foles are not the same size. We're not.
Boy, I forgot about that one. I don't even remember the context. It doesn't matter anymore.
Well, no, Lululemon pants.
Oh.
Never mind.
No one believes that. I mean, that's... No,
me and Nick Foles are not the same size.
No, because Elliot... Elliot was talking about me getting some Lululemon pants.
Yeah, that's right. Elliot was in for you that day.
Yeah.
No, I you played it for me the next day. I remember it, yeah.
And Elliot was talking about getting some Lululemons. And I'm like, nah, they don't, you know. He was like, Nick Foles wears Lululemons. And I was like, I mean, him ain't the same. We're not the same.
Well, everyone now knows that that's the truth. I mean, you said it out loud. So we played it over and over again. Lululemons. What do you think about the Saquon thing? I mean, Saquon last year was they all said he was that guy that seemed to bring the team together. I mean, maybe it's him again.
Maybe.
You mentioned Jalen. Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe not.
Maybe not. I mean, it's going to be interesting to see who emerges as the leader. As we go through training camp and everything. Because I think that, to me, I think it's going to be Jalen Carter. I think Jalen Carter is the next one. And unfortunately
that worries
for Jalen,
me a little bit.
That one doesn't make me feel as good. Uh-uh. So I guess the way I look at it is, I don't know if it necessarily needs to be one leader.
I think that
they're a good enough group.
It's never just one leader.
Right.
But I think that when you talk about, when I think of leaders, I think of relatable. That's the first thing that I think of. And I think that right now, because Jalen was the tip of the spear, whether we want to admit that or not, and I know that he has a lot of growing to do, but this team goes, this defense goes, as Jalen goes.
Yeah. Sure. I think if you mean in terms of like setting the tone by their play.
Then it's him. Yeah,
by their example, then sure. Player. Yeah, he's the best player. I do think there is an element of this where like things kind of change just because they won the Super Bowl. Like some guys that are already on the team, like including Jalen Hurts, they've now become Super Bowl champions. Mm-hmm. And that's something that if you're a new player to the team or if you're a rookie, you look at that, and I think they carry a little bit more, there's a little bit more cachet to just what they do and how you respect them. And you sort of, and I think just that being there makes you want to work harder and not screw around. And like, I just think that makes, it gives you a different kind of focus, I think, because you want to match that level.
I agree with that. I think the offensive side's fine. I mean, they have, those guys are now, they're not young and they're not old, but
they're not spring chickens.
No, and they've done a lot in the NFL. Like, if you're a young player in this team and you want to look at who do I follow, Jalen Hurts has been around a while now and has won a Super Bowl. A.J. Brown has been one of the best players at his position since the moment he walked in the league. Lane Johnson's a future Hall of Famer. There's a lot. I mean, but the defensive side is still very, I mean, it's, I don't know if we're putting into context how young their defense is.
Very young.
Other than Zach Bond, they don't have a player on the defense older than 26. I mean, it might be the youngest defense in the sport. That's why I just wonder when things get a little squirrely next year, when they have a tough moment, who are they looking towards to be the tone setter? Not the best player. I mean, like, set the tone and calm everyone down. That was always seen to be BG. I mean, even, and we talked about him with yesterday, Hugh, you asked him. He did something uncomfortable last year. Probably uncomfortable for him. I mean, to use your phrase, he flamed his teammate on his own radio show. I mean, it was wild. And it helped. And it worked.
That's the sound of flame.
Is that the flame sound?
Yeah.
Okay.
It sounded like a fart. Well, that heel's going to stay there.
No.
But he did that. I think that's going to be Jalen for the most part. I think Jalen's going to be the catalyst. And Zach Bond is going to step up and be a leader. There's so many different types of leaders that you have on the team. It just doesn't have to be that one guy.
Yeah.
Doesn't have to be.
Well, that's true. It doesn't have to be. 215-592-9494. All right, we have a $100 gift card on the line today to Sunoco Gas Stations. The first clue is a teammate of Brandon Graham's. Rob in Delco is up on WIP. What's up, Rob?
Hey, what's up, Joe? Hey, Hugh, how you doing?
Hey, Rob.
What up, man?
Hey, Joe, you got me happy for a second. I thought you were about to bust out, ask you for a second clue right before you called my name, Joe.
Well, I was thinking about it. I was thinking about it, but then I said, nah, it's not quite time yet. Not quite time.
You're going to let this marinate for a little while.
It's going to marinate for a long while, Hugh. But listen, I don't know how these guys feel about this. And Hugh, since I know you played, give me your honest opinion, okay? I think our opinion of Brandon Graham as a player is inflated because of how we feel about him as a person. Not saying he's not a very good player, Joe. Not saying he's not, you know, beloved in this city. But if you look at the entirety of his career, I don't think there's any way. I know the weight of the Super Bowls carry, especially he's got two under his belt. But since it's such a team sport, I don't think there's any way in the world. And this might be a minority viewpoint in this city. He's on the Mount Rushmore of Eagles, Joe. I just don't think there's any way in the world that he is. Do you think that that is the case here where how we love him, how he loves us, how he represents us, inflates how we view him as a player more than what he really is?
Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, I think that Brandon is – like, I think a lot of people look at Brandon like this. Brandon could have taken one or two routes when he went through those tough times. He could have been like that guy. He could have been me and been like, you know, screw y'all. I'm going to be petty. He didn't do that. And he stayed and he worked through it. And now he became one of the most beloved Eagles of all time. So, I don't think there's anything wrong with looking at it for exactly what it is. I mean, because that's what it is. Like, we looked at this. I was looking at his numbers from his first 5 years. Do you know that his first 5 years, he only had 16 sacks? And in my era, Courtney Brown had the same comparable numbers. He had 19 sacks, and he was out of the league by then.
Yeah, so, he was Penn State. He was like, what?
Yeah.
Number one, number two.
Yeah,
it was,
him and Chris Samuels were the top two picks.
Yeah, okay. And it's one of those things, man, where things change. And there's nothing wrong with that. The measuring stick that Brandon is measured by is different than the one that I was measured by. And that's okay. That is okay. Times have changed. And Brandon, like he'll tell you, the league was different back then or now than as opposed to when I played. So that's okay.
Yeah, I think it depends on how you look at him, Rob. I mean, I think you and Hugh both make a fair point. At the same time, there is something unique about being really good or good to very good for 15 years, right? Like, most players can't do that. Like, there are plenty of players, the pass rushers that have been better than Brandon Graham, but maybe they only lasted for 6 or 7 years.
And
right?
Something to be said about
longevity,
his work ethic, his ability to, if you want to say it, his numbers might not look that great to you, but his ability to pick up the defense and grade out well every week.
There was something, Rob. There's a steadiness to him.
Yes,
that most football players don't give, right? Because the league, I mean. We see it every week. There's a guy that's good 1 year, and then his body gives out, his knee gives out, he's not good the next year. That to me, Rob, is why he's included in that Mount Rushmore thing, because he gave 15 years and more games here than anybody else. Yeah, people like him too, but also just a very unique player.
Yeah, I see both sides, Joe. I can see that. I just think, you know, it's all how you look at it. Yeah.
Longevity matters. I know what you're about to say, Rob. Don't do that. Longevity matters, especially at the position he played. At the position he played, longevity matters. It does. I know what you wanted to say. Oh, he's played, you know, just like Frank Gore, another guy, played damn near 20 years at the running back spot.
That's an interesting comp. Now, Gore was never Adrian Peterson. He was never Barry Sanders. He was never – I don't even know if at his best he was LeSean, right? And LeSean played a long time. But there was something – if you had Frank Gore in your roster, you had a steady running back every single year. That's an interesting comp. Rob, what's your guess? Who's your player?
All right, I'm going to go with Bo Allen.
Bo Allen. Now, that's a little bit of a unique name there. Rob, good phone call. Not it.
Nah.
Didn't Bo just announce the Eagles' second-round pick? I think Bo Allen was just at the draft. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, coming up, we will get you a second clue because obviously Hugh's first clue was not good enough. All right, so second clue for the prize, $100 gift card to Sunoco. Did the Eagles do enough this offseason to replace Brandon Graham, the player and the leader? Plus, An interesting look inside the Eagles draft room from over the weekend. Are teams tired of getting burnt by Howie Roseman? We'll play you some cool audio from the draft next. 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is the best place to find all your favorite player props. And now you can make the smarter play with the new performance trends. Want to see if a guy's hitting that over consistently, or maybe they've been flirting with a potential triple-double. Get the latest stats right inside the app and see who's heating up. And once the game starts, that's when things get interesting. You can bind live prop bets into a same-game parlay for a chance to win big. If you don't already have FanDuel, it's not too late to get in the action. You'll get started with $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to join today. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94. WIP.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The rain actually might be gone. It's a good song for right now. Looks like it's getting nice out there. Welcome back.
For a little while.
You worried about the rain?
It's supposed to rain all week, right?
Yeah, a lot of rainy days.
But I mean,
it's nice
that's okay. I'm okay with that.
Well,
as long as it ain't cold.
Cold?
As long as it's not cold, I'm cool.
We're past the cold. It's
no, I'm just saying, as long as it's not cold. That's all I'm saying.
It's May 6th.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
I know, but it's over.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, as long as it's not cold, I'm all right.
I don't think you got to worry about cold again until October.
My little shorts. Get to wear my little shorts.
Uh-oh. Is it shredding season?
It's about shredding season. Now, you know, wake up in the morning, got on the treadmill this morning. I was feeling good about myself.
Yeah? Maybe the YouTube audience got a comment on that. I'm sure they do.
They always do. Don't worry about them folks.
Well, you actually set them off into something else.
Me?
Yeah.
What you do?
We'll get into it later.
All right. My bad.
It don't take much to set them people's off, huh? It don't take much to set them folks off.
I'm not sorry. I didn't do anything wrong. 215-592-9494. For this hour on 94 WIP, fueled by Sunoco 94 Octane. If you demand peak performance for your vehicle, then nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane will do. Treat your car to 94 only at Sunoco. All right, Hugh, before we get to some great audio from the Eagles draft room, why don't you do it? Why don't you help everyone out? We have a $100 gift card today to Sunoco to give away. We're playing Hugh's Clues. First clue was really quite narrowed down. A teammate of Brandon Graham's. The guy only played 15 years in the NFL. So why don't you help everyone out? Second clue today is...
Oh, this one's going to be even better.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's only a few of these that this man has had. He's a part of a famous Merrill Reese call.
There's hundreds of these. What are you doing over there? All right, he's part of a famous Mel Ruiz call.
I'm about to milk this thing. You know what I'm mad about?
What?
You giving out $100 gas cards and I can't get one. So I'm going to make you work for this thing.
You keep upping the price, too.
Yeah.
I know. Eventually, my check's going to be much lighter.
Do you know how much
gift cards.
You know how much I filled up these last couple days? Like three times. Because you know my limit is only $40. So I got to run. I live a little bit farther away now. I got to go to the gas station a lot more.
You know there's an alternative to this. What? You just fill the gas tank up.
Mm-mm. It's the principality.
It was about a year ago we had this debate, and it still bothers me that you refuse to fill the gas tank up.
$40. I only fill it up when I go on a trip.
You know everyone that goes to the Met Gala, they fill their tank up?
No, they don't.
Yeah,
they probably
do.
Even drive.
Stop. You think the people at the Met Gala are filling up only $40 at a time?
I don't think anybody at the Met Gala drove themselves.
Well, that's fair. But at some point, they drove somewhere.
So who pulling up at the Met Gala jumping out the Geo Prism or the Kia Sophia? Like, who jumping out of one of those?
I don't know. But all I know is this. Those people don't fill up every 3 days like you do.
I do.
You
got to
just... You realize how much time you would save?
$40.
Just... Fill up the tank.
I'm not refusing.
I know. It's ridiculous. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, Eagles put out a draft room video. They do this every year where they have the cameras in there and then they give you the best of the draft room. Let's go inside here. Eagles draft room. First round. So there's a lot of lead up to this where the Eagles are trying to trade up. We knew they did, and they said they were trying to trade up for Jahad Campbell for like an hour. They couldn't get up. He ultimately fell to them. They trade up one spot to 31. But as you watch this, Howie was calling up to different teams, Chargers and Packers and Vikings. He couldn't get up. And then at some point, the Falcons are the team that trades back into the first round. The Rams trade out. Here's Howie and the whole room reacting to the Falcons giving up next year's number one to get back up in the first round.
Atlanta coughs up a second tomorrow night, a seventh on Saturday, and a first rounder next year.
Wow, they traded their one.
First next year.
Who did?
For what? Atlanta.
When?
For what? Just the pick?
No, first and a third.
Two and a one. I understand why people aren't taking our pick, our deals.
Howie kind of trolling the Falcons there a little bit. They gave up a lot. Hugh, that when we were doing the draft that night, that was the one trade that I think was like, whoa. Because the Falcons traded next year's one to get back up in the first round. I mean, Howie's like, well, that's why no one's taking our deals, because we're not offering anything like that to move up. That was a big haul.
Yeah, it was kind of ridiculous. And it also felt like, you know, some of the teams that he was trying to trade with, it was just, I just thought it was kind of weird, or ironic, I should say, that they were the ones that were so strong and adamant about getting rid of the tush push.
Oh, like Green Bay.
Yeah.
Mm. You know, that's coming up again in a few. We got two weeks from now. Yeah. That's going to be back up. All right, let's listen to this one here. As the Eagles apparently wanted to make a move with the Washington Commanders, who I think were, three picks above them, three picks before them at 29.
Mm-hmm.
Here is that as Howie wanted to make a move up with the Washington Commanders in the first round. Kyle, let's hear that. 29, Commanders, first round.
Hey, buddy. How we doing? Yeah, it's a tradition. I feel like you should keep it giving trades. Any interest in a small move back? Let's see. Said there's an in-division tax. You really didn't want to do a trade with me.
So, why that might be frustrating, I get that. I mean, wouldn't we want Howie to do the same thing? We talked before the draft, Hugh, about potentially trading because, you know, the Giants moved back in for a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about the Eagles maybe being that team that lets the Giants in, and I said, sure, I mean, I'll trade with them, but they're going to have to pay a tax. So the Commanders wanted the Eagles to pay a tax. I get that.
It's a little Anna. That sounded like it might have been a little Anna, because we did beat their ass.
Sure.
We put what they say, belt the ass.
But would you charge a tax if you were in the division?
Well, I mean, it's one of those things. I look at it like this, Joe. This is a gentleman's business. And it's just, I always felt that it was like that, but this era feels like they're a little bit more petty.
You fit in then.
I mean, I definitely would fit
maybe
in.
Your front office era is
no,
start
I definitely
next.
Fit in, but that's why I, you know, they put me in the right position. They don't want me to be in a position like that because, you know, like all that, you know, innuendo and trying to be slick with it, I'd have probably slapped one of them owners, like, or one of the GMs and got in trouble.
How would you fare in the front office, GM Douglas?
Awful.
No, because you know what, Kyle? you know how.
Pettiness does not have a huge place.
No, I know what happened. You would sign someone for big money, and regardless of production, you'd be like, I paid for that. Like when you bought the plant-based butter and you finished it.
You would have played Bryce up the entire
season.
You know what my biggest issue with being a grown-up is? It's kind of like, you know, when you're having a conversation and somebody might say something that's a little, you know, disrespectful, but they say it in a manner where you're not supposed to be disrespectful.
Kind of like when the person yesterday was a little bit annoyed about the size of their T-shirt that Brandon gave them, and it bothered you.
It bothered me. You know what? You know, my response to that would be more of a direct kind of like, forget you,
yeah,
but take the forget out of it and use another F word.
That's
that's where I'm at with mine.
Yeah,
because I don't believe in all that undertone of trying to keep it, you know, above ground. Like, I'm just going to go ahead and just tell you how I really feel. See, that's the problem. Oh, you don't want to trade with me? Well, you know, forget you then.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
But you have to work with that person on another trade.
But how silly and childish are you knowing? That's my point. Because you know at some point, this is all about business. But you want to hit me. I'm calling you on the phone. And you want to play some old stupid-ass game talking about, oh, it's an end of division tax. Oh, really?
But there is. I get that.
Well, no, but it's like you've been trade. Like, there's been trade partners that you've had over the years. It's like, okay, just for example, just like the Kansas City Chiefs. They traded with the Chiefs.
Yeah.
They beat the brakes off the Chiefs. Do you think anybody in the Chiefs organization was like, hey, it's a So trade because you beat our ass tax?
No, but it's not. No.
You know what
they
I mean?
They don't see the Chiefs twice a year every year,
but,
though.
But my thing is, if it's good business.
I get it, yeah.
Then let business be good business.
Is there an in-division tax, though?
No.
They just traded with him for Cooper DeGene last year to move up.
Yeah.
And they felt like they got fleeced.
Do you feel like we had to cough up extra to do that because we were in the division? Traded with the Cowboys before to get Devontae Smith.
But I get it because now they're closer to the Eagles and they don't want to help them.
Yeah.
They're petty.
Okay. I could see that. I guess it's just I'm stuck on the phrase in division tax. Like, I feel like it's more of a petty tax or a salty tax.
That's how I took it.
Well, I get that too. But would we want Howie to do the same thing if it was the other way?
Sure.
No,
my point.
This is about me, though.
Okay. Well, then that's different. I'm sorry. Then. Yeah. You guys want to be petty. I mean, Hugh's wearing a growth t-shirt today.
I look at it like this, though. If I'm trending in the direction that I think I'm trending in, I'm not too much worried about nobody else. Like, that's my opinion. If I'm the Commodores, I'm not worried about that. I mean, you're
happy.
Eagles
are the direct. Well, like, that's what's stopping them from the Super Bowl.
I hear what you're saying. But, you know, there's been good trade history with the Commodores over the years. Like when we traded Donovan there.
But wait, you think they felt good about that? He was crap there.
He had a good game. He beat us.
Beat us, yeah.
Yeah, he beat us.
I mean, they also took him off of 2-minute drills. Remember that when they put Rex Grossman in the game? I mean, Donovan's watched it.
That's the original Ben Simmons, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Take him out at the end of the game.
Yeah, that was pretty ugly. 215-592-9494. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. Your call on this, and especially the Brandon Graham thing. Have they done enough to replace Brandon Graham? You can react to the draft audio we just played there. And Hugh's clues, we have a $100 gift card to give away today. All right, clue number one, teammate of Brandon Graham. Clue number two, featured in one of Merrill Reese's famous calls. As Hugh continues.
That's cool.
Who you?
Yeah. Hey, you just tell you people in YouTube chat, y'all weren't going to win anyway.
Don't worry about it.
They could call.
You
can tell
y'all ain't going to win anyway.
Rodney.
Y'all ain't got the depth.
Rodney and South. Are you calling? Hold on. Before we get to Rodney, are you calling out the YouTube people?
No, they don't. They don't. Like, come with better jokes. How about that?
Now you've challenged them.
I'm about to get flamed.
now you've challenged the YouTube people.
I ain't worried
barking
about
up the wrong tree, buddy.
They're about to flame me. That's all right. I'm doing that for you, Kyle, because I know once
I
need to get them to be a little bit more creative with the disses. Mm. They ain't been that creative in the last couple days.
After the Super Grover and the Moldy Strawberry.
Yeah, that was it. Those are the last. That's the best y'all got?
Super Grover was good, though. Yeah, you did look like Super Grover.
No, the Moldy Strawberry was the best.
Rodney is now up in South Philly. Hey, Rodney.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, guys. How y'all doing?
Good,
morning,
Rodney. Man. What's up, buddy?
Hey, great meeting you last night, too, with Tyler in the parking lot, man.
Oh, Rodney, it was great meeting you. You guys enjoy the show?
Yeah, it was a great time. It was a great time. It was really, really something that, you know, you could really get to know him a little bit more and dig a little deeper into his personality, which is a great personality anyway. So he's a real good time.
He does have
real
a great personality.
Time.
Yeah, he does. Well, that's exciting you got to be there. All right, Rodney, what are you thinking about? Did the Eagles do enough to replace this guy?
Well, they're not going to do enough to replace him because everyone's heart is into him. So he won't – no one – when we look at it as far as the physical talent, they can replace him. But with the way that we feel about him, I don't think that he can be replaced that quickly.
Well,
don't see anybody on that way.
Yeah, I don't either. And then you combine the fact – yeah, and you're right. You can replace the production because it wasn't like he had 15 sacks. But when you combine the two, it's a challenge. It's a big one for the coaching staff and the whole team this year. All right, Rodney, what do you got for us? What's your guess for Hugh's Clues? Who are we talking about today?
Okay, so Hugh, is it Brent Celek?
No.
But that's a good guess. See, Rodney's listened to the clues. That fits the criteria. Rodney, good phone call. Nice meeting you last night. So to go back to the production thing, Kyle said earlier that, you know, the Eagles did produce without Brandon Graham last year, right? They got to the quarterback and Nolan Smith took a leap. They are just thinner at that position, though. Like, I think Nolan's ready. I think Nolan showed, and especially how he played in the playoffs, Nolan Smith's ready to go. It won't surprise me if he has 10 sacks. Jalex Hunt looked like he came on at the end.
Yes.
Behind them, what do you trust what's behind them at edge?
Bryce Huff. Mm-hmm. I think he has a bounce back. I know I'm probably the only one that believes that.
Yeah.
I think he has a bounce back. I think that they're going to be creative in the way that they use the guys that they have.
Right.
So I think that when you talk about from – I think when I think about this, Joe, I'm thinking more from the leadership standpoint than the production, because if we're being honest, they need more production from that position.
Yes.
If Brandon played well, not saying that he didn't, but you need, like, in order for this team to be successful with so many different new people, you need to be more productive in their sack. What did they have, like 40 sacks, something like that last year as a unit?
And how much walked out the door? So Sweat had 8.5. I'll look up Milton and Brandon. But of whatever they had, Hugh, you know, a decent chunk walked out the door.
Yeah. So I think that this year, when you look at the speed that they've amassed so far, they're faster. They're younger, no question about it. But when you just look at it just on the surface, they're faster. They're a faster team defensively. So now you hope that speed translates into more sacks. That's what you're looking at. So if you can get 50 to 60 sacks out of this group next year with the potential rotation that you have and having Bryce Huff out there in some capacity, I think that's decent.
So they had 41. You were right. 8 from Sweat. 5 from Milton Williams, that's 13. 3.5 from Graham.
You want to be about 50 or 60 sacks.
Yeah. So of the 41 they had, they lost 16.5 of those 41 sacks.
Yeah. So now you're talking about, again, like the speed that they've amassed. It's not just one individual.
Right.
It's probably a group. It's probably the collective. And with the collective, 50 to 60 sacks is cool. Or if you could just get the number that you had, not counting the ones that you had in the postseason, yeah, that's pretty decent.
Well, if they could get to the 40s or 50s again, yeah, well, I think because you could do that with this defense and with the way they play coverage with the secondary, they should be okay. 215-592-9494. But they are thinner at the edge. It all just hit me. Like, I know we all knew Brandon Graham was retired well before yesterday. It just hit me yesterday listening to everyone, listening to the station, how much this guy meant to everything, not just the play, which was still solid in year 15, but also the leadership stuff. Jay in Philly is up on WIP. Hey, Jay.
What's going on, fellas?
Hey, Jay. What's up, buddy?
Hey, man. So, production-wise, I think that we'll be all right, man. Nolan took that step. I think he'll come back great. We got two guys in the middle that, my God, man, you may have to dedicate – you got to dedicate at least 3 offensive linemen to our 2 defensive tackles. So that opens up things right there. And plus, man, we got 3 guys who are playing for contracts this year. And at the end of the day, it's a business. Look, man, as bad as Bryce Huff was, you know, he's going to be playing for a contract, and that's going to motivate him. Same thing with those 2 free agents that we brought in here. So I feel like the collective, we will have the production. There's no way to replace his leadership. The man went through so much here. You know, who could we have brought in other than, like, Watt or Garrett, guys that were defensive players of the year? Other than that, no one guy's going to take his leadership. Maybe this year the guy will start being groomed, but no way we replace the leadership. But I do feel good about the defense because those dudes I feel like are going to play great because of contract years. Other than that, man, I don't really have too many worries. Other than the defensive line, I feel like it's cool. Outside corner is where I'm worried about, and maybe safety. Other than that, man, I feel real good about it. I got to ask you a quick question, man, and if he can answer this. When he mentioned that he was looking at the Giants in his career but didn't go there, you know, how he felt, you know, did he ever think about if he'd have became a Giant and how that had changed things? And, you know, because I didn't know that. That was surprising to me. I can't believe that you almost were a New York midget, man.
No, I wasn't going. I wasn't going to the
Giants. What was the other place you almost went to? Chiefs?
I almost went to Kansas City, though.
Yeah.
I was thinking about going. I should have went to Kansas City. I wasn't going to the Giants, though.
Last question, though. How crazy would you have been if BG, you thought BG was going to miss the season, the rest of the season, and he comes back for the Super Bowl? I think he has so much to do with that defensive line being hype and having the best game that we had all year as a defensive line, man. That imagine Brandon, all of a sudden, he decides he's playing. So I think that sort of things like that, nobody's going to be able to replicate. You think about guys who've been here going on their 4th year, they've been to a Super Bowl, been to the playoffs, yep, and won a Super Bowl. Like they know nothing but winning. So they're leaders in their own right when guys come in to the system.
Well, you're right about it. It's unique, though, some of these guys, the start of their career. I mean, especially like the 2022 group with Jordan. I mean, it's Super Bowl, playoffs, Super Bowl, and now expectations to kind of be back in it again. It's just like it was with Georgia. Expectations are huge every year. Jay, what's your guess for Hughes Clues? Who are we talking about?
Hey, man, why could, yo, man.
we don't even get if they're on defense or offense. This is crazy. But I'm going to say, since he was on the show yesterday, Trent Cole.
Trent Cole's a good guess. That's a good one. Not
that's
it,
a
Jay.
Really good guess.
It is a really good guess. All right. I mean, here's the good thing so far. Once in a while, you give out some of these clues, people don't even have an answer. They're fully stumped. At least people are guessing players. Now, you have hundreds to choose from because Brandon Graham played for a long time. 215-592-9494.
That was a really good guess, though.
It was. I like that one. All right. So your clues so far today for Hughes Clues. $100 gift card on the line for Sunoco. Teammate of Brandon Graham and featured in one of Merrill Reese's famous calls. Those
famous.
Are your first two clues. We'll have a third one obviously coming up for you in just a little bit here. And it sounds like the people are going to need him today, Hugh. It sounds like it. All right, 215-592-9494. Let me check in on some of these polls so far today. Does Hugh Douglas have enough cultural clout to get invited to the Met Gala? 75% no.
Oh, it's getting better. It was 77 last time, huh?
I mean, that's like a vote or two.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. Progress.
You think you convinced the masses?
No, I don't even think not. Hugh believes he has enough clout.
No, he doesn't.
What would you wear if you went to the Met Gala?
It had to be something that is eye-popping.
Would you go with like a specific color scheme? Or would you do the piano in the back thing?
No, you know what? I was thinking I'd probably wear like somebody said, I could take my suit I got from Temu and just cut that up and go like as a Norseman.
A Norseman?
A what?
Or I'd probably dress up like a Zulu warrior, take like a spear and a shield and wrap the little fur around my ankles.
Yeah. I might ask AI to make this just so like we have a visual of what this looks
go
like.
Go like the Zulu warrior.
Zulu warrior.
Yeah, and do some face paint or something.
See, this
I had to, hey, but you talk about shred season. I go to the Met, I got to be shredded because I'm going to be half naked out there on stage, you know, with the loincloth on.
Well, this might be why you don't get an invitation next year.
I'm going to be half naked, so I got to go. Well, I'm going to get a trainer.
Start shredding right now,
I'm going to start shredding for the Met next year.
We got a lot of people shredding around here. DeCamera's getting himself in shape. They were talking this morning about him learning to swim better. I guess DeCamera's not a very good swimmer. So
he heard that comment I made about his belly. And he ain't like that. Well, he ain't saying nothing about it. He ain't like that.
He's he's trying to get in shape.
Yeah, because you say he's starting to slim down a little bit. The belly, he don't look, what was it,
he's
4 months?
He's working out for his
exactly
his big event.
Him against Jack. Mm-hmm. So we buy it that the camera's working out? He talks about it a lot lately.
Yeah.
I buy it. And yeah. I don't know how effective it's going to end up.
Did he incorporate sit-ups? Because it's like his belly going down a little bit. Because sit-ups help.
Yeah, that's not something you just ask a coworker. Hey, are you doing sit-ups lately? That's something.
Why not? Why not? We ask awkward questions all the time.
When was the last time you asked a coworker, hey, have you been doing sit-ups?
I'll ask him tomorrow.
Well, then that's fine. I mean, I'm excited to hear the answer. I just, when I cross paths with him, it's not what I think to ask him.
We are a family. We are all inclusive. So why not ask odd questions?
Well, you can, but I mean, there's got to be a line at some point with the odd
questions. Well, as long as, I think an odd question would be like, hey, what you and your wife do last night? You can't ask those questions.
No, that's
crossing the line.
That's when HR gets involved.
But if you ask, did you do sit-ups or what type of workouts are you doing?
No, actually, it fits. It's not the most ridiculous question.
No, but
he said
right.
He's working out.
You're right, because Spike did get offended when I asked him what kind of push-ups he was doing.
Yeah, whatever happened to that whole thing?
I don't know. I think it just kind of died on the vine.
Okay. So you guys aren't going to have the push-up competition?
I don't know, because we're buddies now, because he invited me. You know, Spike moved into his home.
He came back towards the Delaware Valley, yeah.
Yeah, so he's not that far from me.
Are you guys going to movie nights?
We might have movie nights. I can see me and Spike having movie nights. And, you know, I asked him the other day, I was like, have you found any local watering holes yet? Mm-hmm. He said, not yet, but, you know, maybe... We'll hang out and have a couple drinks, so who knows?
Movie
Make
night?
It a date night.
With
Make
Hugh and Spike? I think we...
That's the segment. We can critique the movies or whatever.
Yeah, movie reviews.
Yeah.
Well, they can't be
he
worse.
Didn't like... You know what? Because we both saw... We didn't see it together, but we both saw Sinners. And he said it really wasn't... He didn't like it, and I told him it was kind of...
Didn't deep. You see it multiple times?
Yeah, I did. Because it was a lot that I missed the first time.
Mm. So you liked it?
It was deep. But I understand why some people didn't like it, because it was a lot going on, Joe, and that's why I'm almost want to go see it again, because listening to other people talk about it and how they interpreted the movie, it makes a lot of sense. Mm. It's a really good movie, and it has a lot of nuanced details in it that when you look at it, you're like, damn,
How do you think about all that when you write this script for this movie? It was a lot.
Yeah, it is. I think we're going to have to do a movie review segment with you during the summer, especially Tubi movies. I think we can get to this. 215-592-9494. Back to your phone calls coming up. Did the Eagles do enough to replace Brandon Graham this offseason? I don't think they did. I look at the edge rushers. It feels thin to me. I look at the age of their defense. It feels young to me. They didn't get a vet. They didn't really get an edge rusher that I feel great about as of this moment. Where do you come down as Brandon has his special day yesterday? It really hit me that they're going to miss him in a lot of ways. 215-592-9494. All right, plus we got to get to a few things that happened last night that are annoying us and perhaps making us a bit jealous. That's next. 215-592-9494. And your guesses for Hughes Clues, a $100 gift card on the line to Sunoco right here in the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.